Blog Talk Radio.
Low calorie protein in there. My suggestion is
like I said, fruits, veggies, and grains, and good wild-caught salmon. And you can do a lot with that. And I'm thinking about, for men and women, about 1,500 to 2,000 calories a day. And I'm, next time I come on, I'm gonna tell you and the people on the air how to figure out what a calorie is and how that, and give you some examples on how that breaks down. But basically, a cookie is about 200 calories or something like that, and we'll go from there. I'll make some comparisons, but today, and I'll give you some suggested maybe recipes and little items like that. But today I can't do that. All I can suggest is that everybody try to eat more fruits, veggies, and grains, and low calorie, low fat protein sources. Russ.
Yeah, they always talked about fruit. Even as a child, people talked about fruit. They talked about having fruit on your diet every day. Try to eat some kind of fruit, banana, strawberries, grapes. I can't walk down the grape aisle without picking up a bag of grapes. I'm a grape fanatic, man, especially if it's a crisp grape. It's something about grapes, man, that people just, got to have. But it's a comfort food that won't hurt you. Also, the vegetable aspect, you can eat as much as you can. They won't hurt you, will they? Like greens or spinach or...
Basically, a lot of times at the food stores now, at Giant, Safeway, Harris Teeter, Whole Foods have these salad bars, etc. Even though the salads might be cold, you can still warm up some of those salads. They have like rice dishes and rice salads and stuff like that. And you don't have to eat them cold. I kind of like warm and hot food. You can heat some of those up, but you're right. You can, a lot of those green and yellow veggies, you can eat all that you want to. You can eat tons of lettuce and greens and stuff like that. They're really low in calories and high in minerals. You can eat a lot of that you want. But then also the thing about fruit, Russ, is that a lot of fruits have a lot of sugar in them too. So we had to watch that. If you're watching your sugar intake, you got to watch that. You can go and eat all the veggies pretty much that you want, but you kind of got to watch the amount of fruits that you eat, because they are high in their own natural fruit sugars, Russ.
So natural sugar, it still could be harmful to you as far as the sugar count, even though it's not pure sugar.
It still is a sugar, and it still should be considered when you're considering your diet. Yes, because it's a natural sugar, and if you sit around eating those sweet grapes all day long, and you got diabetes, it will raise your sugar level. So you gotta be careful of the sweet fruits that you eat, and moderate those too. And a lot of people just, you got to kind of tell the listeners that we got to do things in moderation and with some forethought. Plan ahead on this thing. And speaking of planning ahead, this is a segue. I want everybody to plan ahead to get a good education in for their family and stuff like that, Russ. I wanted to talk also about the community and about taking care of your family. You know, the things that I usually talk about on my little shows is community, family, and taking care of yourself.
That's the main thing. If you're not around, then you're doing your family an injustice. If you don't understand the aspect of really taking care of yourself, not only for yourself, but for your family, it's definitely information that's needed. So you're giving out information that truly needs.
You got to take care of yourself, respect your family, plan ahead for the future, make sure that you're prepared for the things coming down the road, Russ, here's something I was thinking about the past couple of days, was that we have to validate ourselves. We don't have to wait for other people to validate us. We can do our own good things for us and our community and do the right thing. We don't have to have somebody else tell us that that's a good thing or that's a right thing. We can just know in our hearts that you're supposed to take care of yourself, that you're supposed to take care of your family, that you're supposed to be a good, productive member of the community, that you're supposed to do good, righteous things. Russ, that's we got to bring that back home to everybody too.
Well said. With that, I want to stress on everybody out there that this information is coming from Dr. Bruford, who not only walks the walk but talks the talk. I mean, he's just a living example of what he does. I mean, he understands the idea of eating right, the idea of giving back, the idea of helping people. When you can give back to anything that's of value, your life becomes value. You become a reason for living. The amount of people that you touch is commendable. I can't express what Dr. Bruford has done, not only for Be There Magazine and myself, but for so many others in the community. And then he has a practice on U Street. I mean, he had the fortitude to open up a dental practice on U Street and helping so many people in that area. Give us some fortitude of what's coming. Well, before that, we do that, let's take a break. When you come back, I want you to talk about the holidays and how important it is for us to be in health, but also what do you have planned for the holidays? We'll be right back.
Okay.
Welcome back. On our Newsmaker line, we have the one and only Dr. Bruford, and he's full of information, full of aspect of life that you can use, things that you can use that can improve who you are, the betterment of individuals and where you're going. Give us what the views of the holidays and what you think we should be doing and where we're going to go for the holidays, especially the year is almost gone. You believe this, that 2014 is about to leave. I mean, that doesn't even sound real. If I was a kid back in the 40s, 50s, and somebody said the year 2014, it sounded like Star Trek, like warp speed of 77 or something. You know, you don't. But now we say it like it's no big deal. Well, the year 2004, and we're getting ready for 2000. I remember when the 1968 Mustang came out. Ford Mustang came out.
I remember that.
Yeah, the 1968 Ford Mustang, man. It was the most little cute little car. Everybody was. It was a chick magnet. Everybody had to have it. If you didn't have a vet, but if you had a 1966 or 68 Mustang, Ford Mustang, you still was hitting and hold. But could you imagine somebody saying a 2014 Mustang? I mean, what do you sound like? You know, a 2015 Mustang. You know,
well,
so
Russ,
that
kind of lets you know not only how quickly time goes by, but then if we can look back at 1968, you, me, and the listeners can look back at 1968 and look forward to 2015, okay, and see that 45 years, then that just puts into perspective even clearer how we have to plan ahead for the future. If we can look back for 40 or 50 years, we must plan ahead or make our children, we should have planned ahead for our children and for our grandchildren. Like you were saying, this is the end of 2014. We should be planning ahead for 15, 16, 20, 30, even if we're not going to be around, we start setting those seeds down for our children and grandchildren, for our community. They're still going to be here. We might as well leave behind some sort of legacy. We plan ahead for our own futures and plan ahead for our community's future. That way we don't get all caught up like we are now, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean, but don't get caught up like we're caught up now. That is a statement to that. Don't get caught up like we're caught up now. And look for the future. Look for something better for our grandkids, for our future kids.
Exactly.
Someone today, Dr. Bruford, was born. Do you realize that someone today was born? And I'm telling you, man, it is unbelievable that person who was born today is the first day of their life, and when 2020 comes, they'll still be a child. But the world will be so bad and it's so different in 2020, but by the time 2040 comes, that child will be an adult, but the things that they will experience will be so fast that the world will be so much in advance. Because no one predicted where we are in 2014, cell phones.
Exactly.
I mean, just crazy. Right. We're walking around with cell phones in our hand. I mean, that was like futuristic. I mean, you know, nobody walked around with a cell phone and a communication device, you know, so it's unbelievable.
Well, Russell, we are living in that future, in the future that we looked at in the past now. That just sharpens the point, like I just said, that we have to plan ahead for our futures, for our community's future, for our children's future, for the inevitability of things that are coming up. Because if you don't plan ahead for your future or for our future, then you might not get what you want, okay? You're going to get what somebody else wants. So you plan ahead for the future so you can control your own destiny and get the results that you want to get, Russell.
Excellent, excellent. This has been one pleasurable interview with Dr. Bruford. Coming up next, we have Ms. Hughes. She's going to be talking about WIC Capital and what she does as far as bringing service to our women. But closing statements, Dr. Bruford, what do you have that you want to close us with today?
You must eat properly to keep your good health, to maintain that health, and you must plan ahead for the future and be a good example, productive member of your community and of our society, Russell. It's been such a pleasure being here with you today. I really really enjoyed talking with you and talking with the people on the air, and I'm looking forward to doing this again in a month from now, and then we'll pick back up where we left off, and we'll talk about some more gems.
Fantastic. We'll be right back. Thank you so much, and again, this is Dr. Bruford.
Thank you.
Thank you. The Price Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Welcome back. This is Russell Price Morning Show. WIC Capital, you on the air?
Yes. Hi, Russell. Hi, everybody.
How are you? Fantastic. First off, give us your name, give us your company name, give us what you're doing for the holidays.
Well, my name is Crystal Hughes, and I'm the founder of two companies based in Prince George's County, Maryland, which is WIC Capital, LLC. We retail wigs and offer a 25% tax deduction for every wig that's purchased. So our wigs are given back. So whenever you purchase a wig from our company, you're actually giving back, because that 25% tax deduction goes towards purchasing a new human hair wig for someone who's suffering from hair loss due to cancer. And I'm also the founder of a nonprofit called WIC Capital Foundation. It's a wig recycling company that basically collects, refurbish, and donate wigs to those in need who can't afford hair replacement during their chemo treatment, or if they're for veterans who've lost their hair due to war wounds, or to help underserved women who can't afford to get that professional hair look for a job interview.
That is superb, Crystal. You are a definitely an innovator, a visionary. You see things before things happen. You see a need and you plug it. You fill that need. You make sure that need does not go unfulfilled. Since I've known you, I want to commend you on all the things you have done. I want to commend you on your demeanor, your personality, your intelligence, and everything that you have done to enhance the betterment of women, especially women who have experienced cancer. Cancer is a, I can't even tell you what cancer is. Cancer is serious. And you take it to another level. You let people know that cancer is not the end. We can do things to help you with cancer. So you can make somebody either look better or feel better. Tell us some of the results of some women that have experienced having a wig from you and what does it do to their self-esteem and their joy.
Well, for an example, I was nominated to attend the Vice President and Dr. Biden's Breast Cancer Awareness Reception, and several organizations nominated me, so I was in total unawareness that I was going to be meeting the Vice President. You know, I thought I had to be, you know, making millions of dollars to get get to him. But, you know, God is good, and that shows that, you know, what I'm doing is very helpful. And when I was there, you know, a young lady ran up to me. It was like, "You're the wig lady. You're the wig lady. Thank you so much for what you do. Like, it's so great what you do. You just help so many people." And it just was amazing to me that I was able to be there, you know, and take pictures with the Vice President and be there with the people who nominated me. And some of these people I didn't even know, and they just heard about my organization through word of mouth. And they like, you know, your wigs help people, you know, some people that we serve. And sometimes I don't even see the people that I help, you know, because at first I used to go to the individual's home. But things got, you know, kind of tricky with transportation. So I decided to just, you know, still collect the wigs and refurbish them and just drop them off in bulks at the hospitals. And then they distribute them to who's in need. So when she told me that, it just made me feel so good, and it made me feel like I was in my destiny, like I'm in the right lane. And despite everybody telling me to give up, to quit, and, you know, people not believing in me, it got me to the point that if I didn't believe in myself and I didn't continue my mission, that I feel like God gave me to help and give back to the planet and give back to people and to help uplift our culture, then I would not have been able to even be there, you know. So I'm glad I didn't quit despite of the things that I went through. And I was just so happy to be able to hear that, you know. And one day I was at Howard University Hospital, and they let me set up a table, and a Spanish lady walked past my table in the cancer ward, and she was like, "Wigs," you know. She couldn't really speak English that well, but she understood wigs. And she said, in so many words, her translator came around the corner and was like, "Are these wigs for sale?" I said, "No, I'm giving them away." And she was just so happy to be able to leave the hospital that day with wigs. She had no clue she was going to be getting any wigs. She did a testimony for me in Spanish. And it just shows how looks and beauty, women all over the world wants to look good. No matter what your culture is, your background, your age, we all want to look good, and we admire and we love our hair. So that is a very important part of our lives. And when that leaves us, you know, that's kind of devastating. Most people say that the treatment is not the treatment, it's the fact that they're losing their hair. So,
wow. We're going to take another break. You are on fire. You are doing something that is truly, truly needed. Wig Capital. We're talking about the power of wigs with Krista Hughes, and we will be right back with our last segment.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Harder than a fantasy, going like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Feeling this catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away. Oh, she's got both feet on the ground and she's burning it down. Oh, she got her head in the clouds and she's not burning.
girl is on fire, Crystal Hughes, holding it down, making it happen, turning people's life around. She is phenomenal. She is exceptional, and you get a chance to see her up close and personal. You'll get to meet her on December 17th at the most powerful, most giving Christmas party on the planet. Crystal Hughes will be there. Don't miss the opportunity to touch her hand. Shake her hand and shake the hand that has helped the hand of many. Crystal Hughes, give us a closing statement. Give us your closing statement.
Well, I would like to invite all your listeners to a limited engagement hosted by myself at the Pentagon City Mall Friday. I'm thinking about Valentine's already. So it's going to be Friday, December the 5th from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. It will be refreshments. It's Shop the Winter Collection. It's 15% off purchases just for coming, plus special gifts. So please bring your new or used unwanted wigs to be donated to sufferers of hair loss due to medical conditions, and you'll receive a door prize. And, again, that's at the Limited Clothing Store at Pentagon City Mall, the Fashion Center of Pentagon City Mall, Friday, December the 5th from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. And please like us on Facebook. Holler at me if you need some wigs, if you know somebody who needs some wigs, if you got wigs to give out. You know, or go on our website, which is www.wigcapitalfoundation.org. Again, that's www.wigcapitalfoundation.org, and make a monetary donation. Give big. You know, this is the season of giving. We need any amount counts. It'll help us get the wigs refurbished. It'll help us take the kids on trips for refurbishing the wigs, because all our wigs are refurbished by cosmetology students and several schools here in Prince George's County, Maryland. And it's all on the website. So please go check it out, see what we're doing, and see how you can be a part of this.
Thank you very much. No problem. This has been the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio, the most powerful, powerful networking radio show on the planet. See you tomorrow morning. Be there. Don't miss this one. It's going to be a big one.
Okay.